What would Thanksgiving be without pie? We recently came across a standout pie maker from a list of the best pies in all of Michigan. Jean Mercer and her family own and run the Peppermill Cafe in a small town, Gladwin, Michigan, population 3,000, about 2.5 hours north of Detroit. It's been a family operation for years with home-cooked hearty meals such as broaster chicken on the menu. They bake 80 types of pie, everything from all-American apple to anything a customer wants. There's a sign on the wall, in fact, that says pie fixes everything. Jean joins us from Gladwin. Welcome, Jean. And we understand that tonight you start baking all the pies that people have ordered up. Tell us what it's like for you this time of year.
Very chaotic.
Very chaotic because yeah. Everybody wants a pie for Thanksgiving.
Yes, but I like it. It's busy and I like the busyness of it.
Well, you're very busy because I understand you like to be pretty hands-on with almost every pie, at least as many as you can be.
Almost. Well, right now my mother's helping me a little bit, but in the previous years I've done them all myself.
All yourself, and that means how many?
Last year I believe we had 110 pies on the day before Thanksgiving. I do have to say, though, that my husband usually does help me peel apples.
Very good. Does he use his hand or one of those little gadgets?
Oh, no, we peel them all by hand with
wow.
a paring knife.
Very impressive. Okay, so tonight, sometime after midnight, you're going to, I was going to say you're going to have no fun at all. Maybe you will have fun because you're going to go into the bakery and you start, what time, like around midnight or 11 o'clock?
Around that. It depends on how many I have. I'm hoping for 100.
The most popular one, I dare to say, maybe apple?
Apple is very popular, but usually at this time of year, pumpkin is the one I make the most of.
And you also make pretty different pies, really pretty much anything a customer wants. Give us some examples of the more unusual pies.
I've had orders for onion pies, and I've had orders for vinegar pies.
That one I don't get.
Me neither.
Uh-oh.
But they wanted it, and they provided a recipe that they had, and I made it for them, and they were very happy.
Where's the vinegar?
It's in the pie, in the filling.
And so,
I don't think I saved the recipe.
And you have a sour cream raisin pie, butterscotch chiffon, walnut fudge, and you even have, I noticed from your website, sugar-free pies. But there was, I think, a Mounds sugar-free pie?
Yes.
How do you accomplish that?
That is made with sugar-free chocolate pudding and sugar-free coconut. And then it has whipped cream, and we use real whipping cream. So they're really yummy.
Really yummy. Do you have a favorite of your own?
Blueberry crumb is probably one of my favorites. I like that. And raspberry.
Mince pie, blueberry pie, raspberry, chiffon. By the way, Jean, what is it with you and pie?
I don't know. When my mom taught me years ago when she had the restaurant, she taught me how to make the pies so that her and dad could have a vacation in the summer. I just like doing it. They work for me. I usually don't have a problem with the crust, and I like the way it smells when they're baking, and I like the way they look. They look pretty and appetizing, and I don't know, maybe just from my countryish background, that's some way to please people.
Well, you have a great reputation, and it's gotten even greater, I think, since a website in Michigan, mlive.com, named you one of the 24 best pie places. Your restaurant was one of those named, Peppermill Restaurant.
Yes, it was.
When you mentioned you don't have trouble with the crust, please impart your secret.
There is no secret. It rolls out nice, and or maybe it just is afraid of me. I'm not sure. But or I've just learned over the years how to make it work. And sometimes I have to add a little liquid to it to make it so it works right. But
that's good.
It's not a problem.
You going to just give us a little more than that for those of us who are going to be struggling, Jean? Please?
Well, make sure your board is floured well and flip it over a lot. And I just dust it and it rolls.
Excellent. And yeah. And Jim, we should say something. You're an eternal optimist. You say that pie fixes everything.
Yes.
How'd you come by that motto?
Well, I thought that it was a customer that brought the sign in, but my daughter informed me that she bought that sign because I don't have a very good memory of things, but she said we were shopping one day and we saw that sign, and I said I wasn't paying $8 for a sign, and so she snuck it behind my back and she gave it to me for Christmas.
Excellent. And now you have it hanging in the restaurant.
It is, yes.
Fantastic. One thing that we should mention, this year, this is your routine of going in very late, just before Thanksgiving, going into the restaurant and making these pies. It might be a little bit more difficult for you this year because you're dealing with health concerns.
Yes, it probably will be more difficult. In March, I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. I've been fortunate that it hasn't made me too sick, and I've been able to carry on, and I don't know what I would do if I was sick and had to stay home every day. I'm just very thankful that I can still come to work every day.
Well, I think it probably helps, and I think a lot of people are probably grateful that you do, and that you have this sense of optimism.
Yes.
Jean, what's the Thanksgiving Day pie going to be on your table?
I haven't quite decided yet. I know I have to have walnut fudge for my dad and pumpkin for my nephew. The rest is whatever I feel like.
Yeah, how about for Jean?
Oh, I probably won't eat any pie. I'll probably eat some cookies and stuff that other people bring.
Well, by the time you sit down, you deserve to have no pie on Thanksgiving. You deserve something else.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Jean. We wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. The same also for your family, and we wish you the best of health.
Okay, thank you. And happy Thanksgiving to you all also.
That's Jean Mercer. She and her family own and run the Peppermill Cafe in Gladwin, Michigan. This year, their homemade pies made MichiganLive.com's Best Pies in Michigan list. Thanksgiving also signals the unofficial start to the holiday shopping season. And according to analysis by Associated Press, Thanksgiving Day might be a good day for bargain hunters, the day itself. The conventional wisdom is that the day after Thanksgiving is a great day for deals. But AP looked at store circulars and data about sales and found that shoppers will find more discounted items in stores that are open on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. As an example, 86 laptops and tablets are deeply discounted at Best Buy, Walmart, and other stores on Thanksgiving Day. On Black Friday, the day after, only 9 laptops and tablets at chain stores have their prices slashed. And if going to a physical store is not in your plans for Thursday, there are deep discounts online. Adobe, which tracks 4,500 retail sites, finds that prices online on Thanksgiving Day will be about 24% cheaper than usual, only 23% on Black Friday.